it into the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, FutureX Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School, home of the Falcons. Unfortunately, we wrapped up our girls' season on a Saturday morning at Tipton High School. The North Vermillion Lady Falcons fell to Blue River Valley in the opening round of the Tipton Regional. But just an outstanding year. They conclude their record at 24-3. It is now boys basketball tonight and beyond, as Sunday will be the draw for the IHSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. I believe the 109th annual. You can catch that on 104.9 WXI. I believe 5 o'clock is the time that that program will come on the radio. Stephen, I hope I'm not premature. I believe you have the starting lineup.
Yep, I got them. We're ready to go. So for South Vermillion tonight, they will have a three-guard lineup, two forwards. Three seniors and two juniors make up that starting five. Going to be a 5'9" junior at guard, Bryce Gilman. The other guard position will be 6' junior Connor Van Lannen, and the third guard tonight will be 5'10" senior Bryce McLish. The forwards this evening, 6'1" senior Brandon Johnson and 6' senior in Cooper Terry. North Vermillion, as we've gotten accustomed to seeing from them this season, will start five seniors. Will be Garrett Pollard, Zion Taylor, Trey Naylor will be your three guards, and the two forwards in their lineup this evening will be Jonathan Kilgore and Trevor Eppert.
Thank you, Stephen. Once again, this is a Wabash River Conference matchup in conference play. South Vermillion, 3-1 in the conference. North Vermillion at 2-2. So I guess realistically, North Vermillion wins this one. South Vermillion, with two losses, still control their own destiny, Stephen. If they were able to win out, obviously a tall task knocking off Covington. But I would say the good news is you've got them at home, but you're going to have your hands full no matter where you play Covington.
Yeah, I still have not seen them play, and it didn't look like I'm going to get a chance to see them play this year. But as we've said, we've heard they're the real deal. So no doubt it will be a big game for them, but definitely would much rather play them than up there at their place. The Covington Crazies make it a very difficult environment in which to play a game.
Chip controlled by the Falcons. It'll be Zion Taylor out front. 1-3-1 zone by South Vermillion to open the ball game. Pollard and Taylor up front. Eppert in the high post. On the opposite baselines, Trey Naylor and Jonathan Kilgore. Right now the Falcons continue to move the ball. Pollard with the drive, shot won't go. Ball loose inside, picked up by Gilman. Works the ball up the floor, finds Johnson inside. Good ball fake, gets two defenders in the air. He finishes down low, that'll send Brandon to the free throw line. Really nice move, Stephen. He made one to get Eppert in the air, recognized there was another defender right behind him, gave a second pump fake, and then finishes and completes a three-point play at the free throw line. Wildcats lead by three. Pressure in the backcourt. Just token pressure. No problem for the Falcons. Taylor on the wing, gives it up to Kilgore on the baseline. Jonathan out front to Taylor. Skip pass near side comes to Pollard. All right, now good patience by the Falcons, but the ball's been on the perimeter for the most part. Ball deflected, loose. Ball picked up near midcourt by Naylor. Scoop pass inside off the mark. Picked up by Eppert outside the three-point line. Might mention, Trevor just 12 points away from the magical 1,000 mark. Would fully expect to see him get that tonight, Stephen, as he averages over 15 points per ball game. Three-point shot by Taylor, no good. Good block out by the Wildcats. Rebound to Cooper Terry.
Another position, Jim, as you said, ball kind of sticks out on the perimeter. There was one penetration attempt by Pollard, but that's when the ball was fumbled.
Back cut by the Wildcats. They can't convert. Passing out to McQuist. His shot won't go. And it's a steal by Terry. But the pass up the floor to McQuist goes out of bounds. It'll be Falcon basketball. Once again, it's just token pressure in the backcourt. 2-2-1. If you'll continue to reverse the basketball, you should have no trouble clearing the timeline. The Falcons don't. Eppert loses the ball, picks it up, drives, kicks. Pollard for three. It won't go. Long rebound, Naylor. Back to Pollard on the baseline. Gives it up to Kilgore. Jonathan works to his left. Good defense by McQuish. It's now Naylor in the near wing. In the post area to Eppert. Trevor turns around, faces the defense, knocks the 10-footer down. Draws the Falcons to within one at 3-2. Like that Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, and your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. Three-point shot by Gilman won't go. Rebound Eppert. Up the floor to Pollard. Garrett spins, kicks. Naylor open for three. Shot good. Falcons lead by two. 5-3.
Initially, got a steal. Steps out of bounds. I was going to say, Brandon Johnson does a great job keeping Pollard in front of him. Not many people are able to do that, guarding him one-on-one. But it shuts off the defense. He kicks it out, gives up a three-pointer instead.
Well, you better be aware of where he's at. Long pass almost picked off by Pollard. Had a foot on the out-of-bounds line. It is Wildcat basketball. We mentioned Falcons, the number one defensive team in the Wabash River Conference. They give up about 47.5 points per ball game. McClish penetrates, kicks Van Lannis' three-point field goal good. Wildcats take the lead, 6-5. Zion Taylor connects on a three-point field goal. Now it's the Falcons out front by two. McClish on the drive, has the shot blocked by Eppert. Good weak side rotation, recognized. But the drive was coming opposite the side he was on. Gilman with the drive, has a shot blocked by Kilgore, picked up by Johnson. Brandon's shot short. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Falcon basketball. They lead by two, 8-6. We're at the midway point of quarter number one. I thank WTHI TV, depend on News 10, WTHI coverage you can count on, and Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Pollard brings it near side to Taylor. They continue to play catch back and forth. Taylor penetrates, gives it up on the baseline to Naylor. Good ball reversal. Kilgore open on the backside. He nails the three. That's a third three-point field goal here in the opening quarter. Falcons lead by five, 11-6. Van Lannen's three-point shot comes up short. Rebound Kilgore. Falcons on the move. Pollard has the ball knocked away, picked up by McClish. Wildcats with a two-on-one. Johnson's shot blocked. Terry with the rebound. They're going to say last touched by the Falcons. It'll be Wildcat basketball.
Well, Jim, you either better bring it to the rim with aggression, you better shot fake, or do something a little bit different, because that's four blocks here early on in the ballgame for the Falcons.
McClush brings it in to Johnson, gets it back on the baseline. He'll send it out front to Van Lannen. Connor back to McClish. Jackson Mullins in the ball game. Jumper from 15, good by Van Lannen. Cuts the lead to 3 at 11 to 8. John Piper in the ball game as well. He'll be on the point defensively. Skip pass, Pollard makes the extra pass. Naylor open for three. He cans the jumper. Falcons are on fire after a slow start, Stephen. They lead by six, 14-8.
Well, once again, tremendous extra pass. After that skip, defense closes out. Extra pass to the corner. It's the second time we've seen it. Good ball movement for the Falcons.
Johnson on the back wing, gives it up out front to Mullins. Back to Johnson. Brandon pulls up from 15. His jumper off the heel of the rim. Naylor with the rebound. Outlet pass to Taylor. Zion penetrates. He's going to be called for the charge. Good position by McClish in the lane. Taylor got off his feet. That'll be his first. Second on the Falcons here in the first quarter. Bryce Gilman will replace Van Lannen. I thank the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IIGA and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. McClish works against Eppert. Little hesitation. Good defense by the Falcons. Gilman loses the ball in the lane, picked up by Naylor. Eppert fires a three. It's good. We have a Valley Pro construction timeout called by South for a man. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 60. Falcons by 9 early, 17-8. From North Vermain High School, 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. Taking a quick look at our Future X Industry scoreboard. One score down south. Bloomfield with an early 18-7 lead. Still in the first quarter, they lead Sullivan 18-7. Here at 17-8 in favor of North Vermillion. Pass deflected out of bounds. Pollard jumps up into the passing lane. It'll remain Wildcat basketball. Clock down to minute 17. We'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County, REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Ball comes into Piper. He gives it up to Mullins. Now McClish. Interesting matchup. Eppert on McClish. McClish fires a three. His shot short. Long rebound, Johnson. Gives it back to Bryce. As he drives up the right side, he's fouled by Kilgore. It'll be the third on the Falcon. I believe the first on Jonathan.
Yep, just his first.
Mentioned it, five of the six field goals behind the arc for North Vermillion. Five of seven in the early going. Ball comes in to Mullins. Has it in between the circles on the backside. It's now Gilman. Piper at the top of the key. Works to his left. Gives it up to Gilman. Shot inside by Johnson is good. Cuts the lead to seven at 17-10. In the post area. The ball goes to Eppert. Sends it outside to Kilgore. Now he takes a lob over the top. His shot short. Ball loose, picked up by McClish. Wildcats will have an opportunity to close out the quarter with the last shot. Clock's at 10. McClish works to his right, loses the ball, picked up by Pollard. He's got plenty of time. Nobody will catch him. He misses a layup. Little surprise there. We haven't seen that too often. But the missed layup keeps the score at 17-10. We played one. We'll be right back to North Vermillion for second quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900. Or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. We have a bit of delay, a uniform malfunction. Now they're going to let him stay in. They said we'll do it at halftime. Pollard has a rip in the shirt. It will be Wildcat basketball. Mullins, Gilman, Van Lannen, Terry, and Piper to open second quarter play for the Falcons. It's Kilgore, Naylor, Karen, Pollard, and Eppert. Falcons lead by 7 after 1, 17-10. Terry at the top of the key. Soft defense about 7 or 8 feet off. It's now Van Lannen on the near wing. Crossover dribble to Terry. The Mullins on the backside. It's now Gilman. Pulls up from 15. His shot short. You kind of see he was fading away, Stephen. On the shot, it came up short. Taylor with the drive. He does hit the shot, but the shot is negated. They'll say the foul was on the floor. I believe it's on Van Lannen, his first. Has to be the first because that's the first on the Wildcats in the ball game. Ball comes into Eppert. Works to his right. Picks the dribble up. Good defense by Piper. Forces the kick out to Kilgore. Kilgore good on the three. That's a 6-3 here in the opening half. 6 of 8, Steven.
Yeah, they're 6 of 8.
For a team that shoots 31% on the year, so... We would call that on fire, wouldn't we, here early in the ball game. Falcons by 10, 20-10. They've doubled up South Vermillion. Van Lannen at the top of the key, can't connect. And McClish going to be called for the push from behind.
And truthfully, I think you go into this game, like, allowing that to be your game plan to make them perimeter shooters. Obviously, Eppert, his ability. Pollard has great opportunities to get into the paint quite frequently. Zion Taylor's a very good penetrator as well. So you want to take away some of those easy shots. But obviously they're hitting from the outside tonight.
It's going to be another foul on McClish. It's going to be his second. It will be Taylor to inbound the ball. Brings it into Pollard. Pollard works up the right side. Loses the ball, picked up by Piper. Hands it off to McClish. Gilman open for 3. He connects on the shot. Cuts the lead to 7 at 20-13. Much different shot that time, Steven. Got the feet set. Good balance, squared up the shoulders. Carrot on the near wing. Dribbles it out towards the 10-second line. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Van Lannen. Corner of the basket, lays it up. Five straight by the Wildcats. They've cut the lead in half. It's down to five at 20-15. It's almost another turnover as Terry got a hand on the ball. This time it's Van Lannen with a hand on the ball. Wildcats in transition. Gilman for three. It won't go. Gage Woodard with the rebound. Gives it up to Taylor. Pollard behind the defense. Gets the easy one. Give Taylor the assist. A lot of action, Steven.
Very helter-skelter here for the last couple of possessions.
22-15 in favor of the Falcons. Piper at the top of the key on the backside. Van Lannen for three. His shot good. 22-18.
O'Connor already in double digits. That's his 10th point here tonight.
I thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVert at DeVert Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Wallace Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. Taylor works to his left, jump pass to Karen. Gives it back to Taylor outside the three-point line. Zion works the baseline, gets around the defense. His floater good. It's a tough shot on the baseline. Zion connects, leads at 6, 24-18. In the post, the ball goes to Piper, hands it off. Nice cut by Van Lannen, gets inside the defense for the layup. Give Piper the assist with a Valley Pro timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout called by North Vermillion. They lead by 4, 24-20. We'll be right back as we sit in the second quarter for North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, All-Stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back as we prepare for live action. It will be Falcon basketball. They lead by four, 4:34 to go in quarter number two. Wildcats will keep the pressure up in the backcourt. Ball comes into Naylor. It's now Taylor with the basketball. He works to his left over the top of the defense to Karen on the baseline. Out front, Eppert. Eppert puts it on the floor. He connects off glass. Leads back to six at 26-20.
That's another difficult shot going left. Coming back with his right hand off the glass.
Van Lannen continues to carry the load for the Wildcats. He connects on the baseline. Said he was already in double digits.
And he's got nine alone here in this quarter.
Shot by Taylor comes up short. Good hustle by Gilman to come up with the loose ball. Pushes it up the floor to Terry. Shut off at the free throw line. Gives it up to Johnson. Now it's Van Lannen. Works to his right. Excuse me, his left. Brings it to the near wing. It's Johnson. Wildcats work the backside to Van Lannen. The top of the key, it's Terry. Gilman on the baseline. Shut off. Draws a double team. Kicks it to Van Lannen. Open for three. His shot rattles in and out. Eppert with the rebound. Gives it up to Taylor. Zion in the front court, up the right side. Gets a high ball screen from Eppert. Continues to work to his left. Naylor with the spin move. He's going to be called for the travel. Good defense by Van Lannen. Falcons probably forced it that wasn't a foul. Each team with three fouls in the opening half. I thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, and Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Wildcats with the basketball. Back cut to Johnson. Pulls up from 15. His shot pure. Leads down to two at 26-24.
That's a beautiful play from Gilman. Seeing the overplay on the defense. Ball faked at the receiver. That backdoor jumper is pure.
Now the lead for the Falcons has been as big as 10. Effort draws a double team. Turns around in the paint. His shot's good. Pretty good defense, just better offense in that segment. Terry at the free throw line with the jumper. Cooper's Terry shot good. They continue to match on the offensive end. We go back and forth. Leads it two for the Falcons, 28-26. Pollard turns the corner, shot won't go. Not so sure he didn't shoot it that direction, knowing that he didn't have a very good shot, but he put himself in good position to rebound the basketball. He's fouled on the second shot. Foul is on Piper. That'll be the first on John, fourth on the team. Pollard's good on the first free throw. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, and Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Internet and phone, Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Kilgore will replace Woodard for the Falcons. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound to Gilman. Falcons by three, 29-26. We're at the two-minute mark in the first half. In between the circles, Johnson with the basketball. Gives it up backside. Van Lannen for three. Connor shot good. We're tied at 29. Ball in the front court to Kilgore. Jonathan works it out. Now he takes it off. The dribble shot's going to be on Terry. I think that's his first. Fifth on the team. Hey, a little surprising, Stephen. As hard as these teams have played, the few amount of fouls. Good defense by Johnson in the quarter on Pollard. Ball eventually is off the leg of Brandon. It'll remain Falcon basketball. Naylor out front, works against Gilman. Now he gets a high screen. Continues to his right. Ball knocked out of his hands, but it'll be South Vermillion basketball. It'll be North Vermillion basketball. Locked down to a minute 21. We're tied at 29. Comes into the key area to Kilgore. Would like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Crossover dribble by Taylor. Hands it off to Pollard. Turns the corner back to Eppert. Puts it on the floor. Works the baseline. Shot with a left hand. Falls off. Rebound Johnson.
That's a pretty good move, especially with your offhand.
Van Lannen for three at the top of the key. His shot short. Pollard with the rebound. We're inside of a minute. We're tied at 29. Pollard near side. Top of the key. Kilgore puts it on the floor up the left side. His shot's going to go. It's a tough shot. Falcons 2 at 31-29. Wildcats will try to hold for one. We're at 15 seconds. Gilman with the basketball. At the 10-second line. Spin dribble. Puts the shot up. Won't go. Gets his rebound. This time it does go. Still 2 seconds left. Quick shot by Naylor. I don't think he got it off. Almost went. We are tied at 31. A great ball game here at North Vermillion, folks. Invite you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. We'll be right back to analyze this one. We're tied at 31 from North Vermillion High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Since the moment you were born,
Valley Pro Construction.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. We're tied at 31, Stephen. What a competitive ball game. I'm not sure we've done a game this year that's been any more competitive. Good start by the Wildcats, but what an answer by the Falcons. Connecting on six of the first 8 3-point field goals. They race out to 10-point lead, but Connor Van Lannen, some hot shooting of his own. It's the Wildcats back in a ball game. They race that 10-point deficit. We're tied at 31, but just really what we kind of expected this game might be. A high level of energy by both teams. And quite honestly, we've seen the Falcons several times this year. I'm not sure I've seen them play with the level of energy they're playing with tonight.
Yeah, there's just been tremendous pace to this game. And as you talked about, despite the aggression and really the high energy with both teams, with which both teams are playing, it's been clean. Turnovers haven't been a huge deal. There was a stretch where North Vermillion turned it over three times in a row that really rallied the Wildcats. But the South Vermillion themselves only with three turnovers. So fouls haven't been a big issue. Turnovers haven't been an issue as well overall. Just a very high quality, as you said, well-played game. Offenses are obviously executing tremendously well. When you make shots, the game of basketball becomes a very easy game to play, and right now it's going in on both sides.
Well, I don't think that there's much going on in the locker room in terms of trying to tweak what's going on either offensive end. Of course, if you can continue to hit perimeter jump shots, you know, it makes everything seem a little bit easier, and that's what's happened here in the first half. I would say most of the work's being done. You know, what can we do defensively to try to slow the other team down? Quite honestly, you know, rebounding's not been much of a factor because the shooting has been done at such a high clip here in the first half. But is there anything defensively that you see that one of the teams need to do it from an adjustment standpoint to try to slow the other down?
Yeah, obviously for North Vermillion, it's to recognize where Van Lannen is. You know, that's going to require a lot of communication. They're running a lot of screens for him right now, whether that be double screens or screens out on the perimeter. So just communicating, knowing where he's at all times, making sure that you challenge him. Here early, I think you got to run him off the line, really make him try to become someone that's going to penetrate on you. We know he has the ability to do it, but you just can't let him continue to develop confidence in the stroke that he's got going right now. And if I was South Vermillion, truthfully, I wouldn't change much defensively. You have to assume as a coaching staff that streaky shooting is going to come up to and catch you eventually. That that first half they were 6 of 8, and you just imagine that can't continue. If they do, then you begin to make adjustments. But I think you stick to the game plan that you've started with here in the first half of this game, and just assume that those shots are going to be a little bit more difficult. We saw them penetrate a little bit more in the latter part. They didn't make as many perimeter jumpers the latter part of that second quarter. So defensively, it wouldn't change much if I was South Vermillion.
Well, and I when I think of North Vermillion, you know, you kind of pick your poison. And when they're shooting the ball as well as they do, they're extremely difficult to guard, because I think probably as well as anybody, they're able to put the ball on the floor with multiple people and beat you off of the dribble. Just very creative that way. So you've kind of picked your poison against them for South Vermillion. You know, much more of a perimeter-oriented type of ball club, and Van Lannen with a hot hand here in the first half. McClish been very quiet. I believe he had 26 the other night against Park Heritage. Zero here in the first half. So, you know, for Coach Neville and his staff to think that you would be tied in a ball game without your, you know, one of your leading scorers scoring a point in the first half, has two fouls. And he sat on the bench for a considerable amount of time, so you bought a lot of time. I think you have to feel pretty good about where you're at. Well, let's take a commercial break. We come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on our Clark Chevrolet DeVerter Funeral Home Halftime Show. Once again, we're tied at 31, North Vermillion and South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
WAXI. We are 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton. A DLC media station.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DeVerterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. DeVerter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. A little over 3 minutes on the clock. Both teams have returned to the floor. Steven, let's take a look at first half stats.
All right, Jim. Halftime score 31-31 for South Vermillion. They're led right now by Connor Van Lannen. He's got a game-high 17 points. He's 7 of 11 from the floor. He's perfect from two-point range, 3 of 7 behind the three-point line. You got then 7 points for Brandon Johnson. He's 3 of 5 from the floor. 1 of 1 from the free throw line, the only free throw that was attempted in that first half by South Vermillion. Bryce Gilman's got 5 points. He's 2 of 7 from the floor, and 2 points then to Cooper Terry. The Wildcats right now shooting 56% on their two-point field goals. They're 9 of 16 as a team, shooting 33%, going 4 of 12 on their three-point attempts. And as we said, they're 1 of 1 for 100% from the free throw line. North Vermillion, 5 players. In the scoring column so far for them, 9 points to Trevor Eppert. Gives him 3 more to go until he hits that 1,000 mark. 4 of 6 for him from the floor. He's 1 of 1 from behind the arc. I'm going to emphasize those three-point numbers here because they are pretty staggering. So he's 1 of 1. Then you have Jonathan Kilgore with 8 points. He's a perfect 3 of 3 from the field. He's 2 of 2 behind the three-point line. 6 points to Trey Naylor. He's perfect, 2 of 2 behind the three-point line. Zion Taylor has 5 points. He's 1 of 2 behind the three-point line. Garrett Pollard, just 3 points here in the first half. He's got 1 field goal and 1 free throw to give him his 3 points. So as a team, they are 6 of 8 behind the three-point line. 2-point field goals, still pretty good percentage there as well. They're 6 of 11 from 55%, and they are 1 of 2 for 50% from the free-throw line. We talked about turnovers really not being too big of a factor for North Vermillion. 5 here in the early going, just 3 for South Vermillion.
Thanks, Steven. We are tied at 31. It's been a great basketball game to call, folks. Stay tuned. It's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet DeVerter Funeral Home Halftime Show. You want to go nowhere if you're at home listening to this one. We'll be right back for second half action from North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to North for Maine. South for Maine has returned to the court. The five they opened the ball game with: McClish, Gilman, Van Lannen, Johnson, and Terry. Falcons counter with the five they opened the ball game with as well. It'll be Naylor, Taylor, Eppert, Kilgore, and Pollard. Falcons with the basketball to start things here in the second half. Taylor gets the ball in the backcourt. He'll work against McClish. Open up in a five-out offense.
Yeah, we do see South Vermillion switching to a man-to-man as well.
Falcons will run the five-out. Every time somebody gives the ball up, there's a cut to the basket. They look to go back door. And miscommunication between Taylor and Pollard. The ball goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Wildcats. McClish out front works against Taylor. Gives it up to Van Lannen. Out front, Johnson. Ball comes near side to Gilman. Pass to Van Lannen in the block area. And now Terry's pass out front. Deflected. Picked off. Falcons on the run out. Shot by Kilgore. Won't go. Terry with the rebound. Good position inside. McClish on the move. Has the ball poked away. Picks it up. Gives it up to Van Lannen. Back to McClish at the top of the key. It's Terry. On the backside, Van Lannen with the basketball. Johnson from 15. Bringing a shot, won't go. Van Lannen with some good hops in the paint. Gets the rebound. His putback's good. Wildcats by two, 33-31. Taylor out front against McClish in the corner to Kilgore. Jonathan with the dribble against Van Lannen. Gives it up, gets it back. This time he's out front to the right. He's going to be fouled by Van Lannen. That'll send Kilgore to the free throw line. On Connor, I believe, his second.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it does send Jonathan to the line. Jim, if they're seeing any space, any daylight whatsoever, they'll find it. They'll exploit it.
Kilgore good on the first free throw. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. Jonathan good on the second free throw. Tied once again. This time it's at 33. Wildcats in the front court. Van Lannen, skip past Gilman, open for three. Nice, good on the three-point field goal. Give him eight in the ball game. His second three. Wildcats by three, 36-33. Pollard to Eppert. Eppert on the drive with the shot. It's good. That's the lead to one. McClish up the floor, loses control of the ball in the lane, picks it up, kicks to Gilman. Gilman for three. It's off the heel of the rim. Rebound, Kilgore. Taylor up the near side. He'll back it out. Directs the offense. They isolate. He and Eppert on the near side. Gives it up. Gets it back. Eppert in the post. Turnaround jumper won't go. McClish with the rebound. On the baseline, Johnson. Brandon from 10. His shot short. Ball loose. Picked up by Terry. Turn around. Has a shot blocked by Taylor. Taylor picks it up. Works it up the floor. Little stop and go. And he's going to be called for the travel. Going to be Wildcat basketball. 36-35 in favor of the Wildcats. They have the basketball. We played a little over 3 minutes here in the third quarter. McClish out front, puts it on the floor with the shot. He's fouled by Naylor. That'll send McClish to the free throw line for two shots. As he heads that direction, we'd like to thank Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. And Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Rice continues looking for that first point in the ball game. He's a leading scorer for the Wildcats at 13.5 points per ball game. Second free throw's good. He splits a pair. Wildcats lead by two, 37-35. He'll put pressure in the backcourt on Taylor. Taylor gives it to Eppert. They play catch out front. Pollard with the back cut. Had a step on Johnson. It's now Taylor with the dribble. Not much happening for the Falcons. They trail by two. Now they get a cut from Kilgore. His shot short. McClish with the rebound. Price in the middle of the floor on the baseline. Van Lannen steps inside the three-point line. His jumper short. Rebound on the weak side. Kilgore.
That's what we see that time. Van Lannen ran off the line. Takes one dribble into his shot.
Well, good work by Taylor. Puts it up with the left hand. The shot doesn't fall. He knows where he's at. Gets the rebound. Put back good. We're tied at 37. Gilman on the far wing, out front, Terry. Colt Cooper gets inside the defense, shot won't go. He gets his rebound, goes up for the next shot. He's tied up, it's gonna be a jump ball. It'll be South Vermillion basketball. It'll be Piper and Mullins in the ball game for the Wildcats. Getting a rest will be Terry and McClish. Pass comes into Johnson. Gives it up to Gilman. Van Lannen open for three. He came off a double screen. Can't get the shot to go. Johnson with the offensive rebound. Kicks to Gilman. Gilman puts it on the floor. Drop off pass to Piper. Has the shot blocked by Eppert. And foul in the backcourt. Going to be on Mullins. You mentioned it, Stephen. Block shots. Been a big factor defensively for the Falcons in this one. Somehow the Wildcats need to create some contact with the body first and go up with the shot.
Yeah, Piper got himself a little bit under that basket, so he had to bring the ball over his head in order to get the right angle. That allowed the shot block to come.
Eppert penetrates, scoop pass to Pollard, threw his hands out of bounds, unforced turnover, gives it back to the Wildcats. We're tied at 37, 2:52 to go in quarter three. I'd like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County, RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Spacing a problem for the Wildcats. They turn it over, but North Vermillion returns the favor. On the baseline, Van Lannen is fouled. Fouls on Kilgore.
I believe that's his second. Still just the second on the team.
So it'll be a two-shot foul for Connor. Done most of his work behind the three-point line tonight. First free throw rolls off to the right. I'd like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Second free throw good by Connor. Wildcats by one, 38-37. 2.5 minutes left in quarter three. Taylor out front against Mullen. Gives it up near side to Pollard. It's now Kilgore at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Works up the left side. Shot off the mark. Rebound Piper. To McClish. To Mullins. Back to McClish for three. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Pollard on the baseline. Now Taylor with the drive, gives it up to Naylor. Naylor with the short jumper. His shot good. Falcons by one at 39-38. Up the floor, Van Lannen. Nowhere to go. Out front. Johnson from 15. His shot short. Rebound, Naylor. Gray pushes tempo a little bit to Kilgore. Back to Naylor. Trey fires a three. It looks good. It is good. Five straight by Naylor. Falcons by four, 42-38. Clock down to a minute 20. On the far wing, Van Lannen with the basketball. Works the baseline. His jumper good over Pollard. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout called by South Vermillion. It's a 30. We'll be right back. Falcons by two, 42-40 over the Wildcats from North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
Welcome back. Falcons by two, 42-40, a minute 10 to go in quarter number three. Just three teams in action tonight in the Wabash River Conference. This being a conference ball game. Seeger is hosting Rensselaer tonight in the non-conference battle. Wildcats go back to their 1-3-1. Taylor and Pollard out front. In the corners, it's Naylor and Kilgore. Naylor fires another three. He continues to have the hot hand. He's got eight straight for the Falcons.
And 14 total.
Well, right now, you're going to have to find him, Steven. He's got the hot hand. And when I say find him defensively, you better know where he's at if you're the Wildcats. And offensively, you better know where he's at if you're a Falcon. Wildcats a hold for one. Clock's at 15. McClish with the basketball down to 12. Gets a screen from Piper. Get the switch. Van Lannen in the corner. McClish with the drive. Layup good at two. We're going to go to the fourth quarter. Falcons with a three-point lead, 45-42. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to North Vermillion for fourth quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
You'll love the savings this week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless bottom round roast, assorted pork chops, and whole chickens are all on sale. Stop by the deli and bakery for more in-store savings. Check out the hot coupons and this week's flyer to save even more at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
His shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from FutureX Industries.
Minutes remains on the clock, folks. It's a good one, 45-42. Falcons 14, South Vermillion 11. In quarter number three, Falcons with the basketball. Taylor, Naylor, Eppert, Pollard, and Kilgore. Eppert for three. His shot won't go. Terry with the rebound. Gives it up to McClish. Gilman, Piper, Mullins round out the lineup. It's going to be a foul on Taylor. That'll be his second. Just a third on the team. No bonus opportunities in the first half. With the looks of things right now, chance that could be the case. A nice drive and finish by McClish. Gets a step on the defense. His layup, good. Wildcats to within one at 45-44.
That's incredibly impressive when you see a young man that struggled shooting a little bit to take it with confidence like he is.
Eppert with the basket on the alley-oop. They stop play because that was his 1,000th point. So at 47-44, it'll be Wildcat basketball out of the timeout. Congratulations to Trevor Eppert. He's had a very nice career here at North Vermillion. .715 on the clock. We'll get back to live action. Like to see that congratulations going on the part of South Vermillion to Trevor. McClish works to his right, shut off by Eppert. To Gilman out front. Bryce backs it in between the circles, comes near side to Terry. Seems to be a little confusion by the Wildcats. Terry puts it on the floor. Gives it up to Mullins. Mullins with the drive. Piper on the baseline. Gilman. Gilman for three. His shot too hard. Good hustle by Piper. John can't corral the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Falcon basketball.
Well, Jim, I think it goes without saying here towards the latter parts of this game, execution is going to be important. It's just a three-point game right now. South Vermillion trails by three.
Ball in the backcourt to Eppert. And he's going to be called for the charge. McClish sets up in the lane. That'll be the 10th charge he's drawn on the year, Stephen. We don't see a whole lot of that anymore. Just really good awareness defensively. Most of the time that happens off of the ball, too. Turnover gives the ball back to the Wildcats. They trail by three, 47-44. McClish for three. His shot too hard. Rebound on the backside to Eppert. Sends the pass out to Pollard. Across the timeline. Near side it comes to Taylor. We're at the six-minute mark. Would like to thank Todd DeVerter, DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and Walsh Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. They'll lob once again. Taylor with the miss. And he's going to pick up the foul. Not sure what happened, Stephen. It was executed perfectly. I think he wanted to shoot it in the air, and he stayed. Had he come down and gone back up, he'd have been wide open for the layup.
Yeah, it definitely looked different, but I think it does come from a moment of indecision by him on what he wanted to do.
Gilman on the baseline, spin dribble. Kisses a shot off the glass. It won't go. Taylor with the rebound. Up the floor to Eppert. Contact by McClish. Bryce will pick up his third.
Well, Jim, I know they don't get anything out of that, but I think North Vermillion may be as good as anybody we've seen in getting out in transition. That time, McClish has to foul to prevent an easy bucket for Eppert.
Now, the one thing you would say that one through five, they're able to run the floor. They're very athletic. And Eppert, the tallest player at about 6'4", 6'5", but he's not really what I would call a post player. He's more of a, even though he plays the five position, he's more of a stretch. A nice back cut. Give Gilman the assist. Van Lannen with the basket. We have a Valley Pro timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Falcons by one, 47-46 over South Vermillion at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. WRC matchup. Battle of Vermillion County on a Tuesday night. It's a good one, folks. 47-46 in favor of the host school, North Vermillion. 5:09 on our clock here in the final quarter. Updating our Future X Industries scoreboard. Linton 78, Evansville Day 39. That game's final at halftime. Tri-West 38-36 over Southmont. And no update from Bloomfield as they led Sullivan 18-7 that ball game in the first quarter. Falcons with the basketball in their half-court set. Taylor in between the circles. Gives it up to Eppert, gets it back, down the corner, it's Naylor. Naylor puts it on the floor, scoop pass inside to Eppert. Turnaround jumper's good.
Cut it, Trevor. Could have probably taken that first shot up, but he took the time to gather himself, made sure he had good footing on him. Got the ball corralled. Much more high percentage shot second time.
Falcons back on top by three at 49-46. In the half court, Gilman on the far wing, looks in the post. It's now Johnson from the free throw line. Brandon good on the jumper. He's had a solid game tonight. I believe that gets him in double digits. Yes or no?
One point shy.
One shy, okay. I thought he had eight. He had seven. He now has nine. Wildcats within one. Gilman going to create a jump ball, and it will be. He deflected the ball to start with. Kilgore goes to the floor, and we have another timeout on the floor sponsored by Valley Pro Construction. It's a 30-second timeout by the Falcons. They lead by one, 49-48. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Falcons with the timeout. Falcons with the basketball. Well, I thought it was supposed to be South Vermillion basketball.
They awarded North Vermillion the timeout.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, they did.
So that's why we didn't have the change in possession. Terry with the steal in the lane. And I will say, the play was on the opposite side of the floor. I didn't have a very good vantage point.
The original call was jump ball, but actually it was the official here on the near side that overruled that. But he was in front of Coach Cummings' bench.
Wildcats in the half court out front to McClish. With the runner, his shot won't go. Naylor with the rebound. That runner's a tough shot, Stephen. If you don't have a perfect trajectory on it. Catches the back of the rim as that one did. Falcons by 149-48. We're under the three-minute mark. Pollard out front on the drive. Creates the contact. Shot won't drop. That's going to send him to the free throw line. Foul is on Johnson. That'll be the first on Brandon. I'd like to thank the Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Ryan Lewis, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. First free throw, Garrett rolls off the rim. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, and Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Well, uncharacteristically, Garrett 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Pass out front, going to be picked off by Taylor. Has Pollard up the floor. He gets the layup. Well, he's got long arms, Steven. Created the problem there. Shot by McClish, won't go. A couple of possessions here where we see South Vermillion force things a little bit. And McClish will be called for his fourth foul. 51-48. Falcons with the three-point lead. They have the basketball. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Eppert up the near side, hands it off to Taylor. You have to think he'll try to attack McClish with the four fouls. He does, gives it up to Kilgore. Kilgore for three, his shot good in the corner. Timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout by North Vermillion. They lead by six. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area. All backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. A big bucket by Kilgore. It's a three-point field goal. Doubles up the lead. It goes from 3 to 6, 54-48, 2:11 on the clock. It'll be a 1-3-1 for the Falcons defensively this possession. Almost forces a turnover out front. On the baseline, Johnson in the lane to Terry. Gets Eppert in the air. He finishes at the basket. Cuts the lead to 4 at 54-50. No problem for the Falcons to beat the pressure of the Wildcats. Pollard puts it on the floor to the basket, lays it up, it rolls off, rebound Terry. McClish brings it near side to Gilman. Now it's man-to-man defense by the Falcons. Gilman works to his left, back cut on the baseline. Scoop pass on backside to Terry, has a shot blocked by Eppert. Van Lannen, good hustle defensively, picks off the pass on the back end. Kilgore with the foul. Will that be the seventh, or is that just the sixth? I think it's the seventh.
Yeah, I got him for seven.
Well, that's a big foul, because you foul on the other end of the floor, you're going to allow South Vermillion to score with the clock stopped.
Connor Van Lannen, 24 points. Looks to add to that total here.
It'll be the first one-on-one attempt we've had in the ballgame. Free throw off the mark. Johnson with the rebound. Has a shot blocked out of bounds by Eppert. The remain Wildcat basketball. Ball gets taken around the perimeter. McClish for three. His shot short. Rebound to the Falcons. Kilgore with the basketball, gives it up to Pollard. Foul out front on Van Lannen. That will be the sixth on the Wildcats. Clock down to 48.5. Pollard gets the inbound pass. I don't think you can wait long. Johnson with the foul. I'll send Garrett to the free throw line.
Well, Garrett 0 for 2, his last attempt. 1 of 4 on the night from the free throw line.
He's a 73% free throw shooter on the year. Make that 2 of 5. He connects on the first. Leads at 5, 55-50.
Oh, you said it. Uncharacteristically last time when he went 0 for 2. Certainly a player I don't mind at the free throw line in clutch situations.
It's the second. Leads back to 6 at 56-50. We'd like to thank Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Gilman puts it on the floor. Kicks it to Johnson. Johnson from 15. Shot good. Valley Pro construction timeout called by South Vermillion. It's a full timeout. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
You'll love the savings this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless bottom round roast, assorted pork chops, and whole chickens are all on sale. Stop by the deli and bakery for more in-store savings. Check out the hot coupons and this week's flyer to save even more at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Valdor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, it'll be North Vermillion basketball. They lead by 4, 56-52, 31 seconds on the clock. Looks like a diamond press by the Wildcats. Ball comes into Eppert. Very quickly, it's a foul as the ball goes back to Taylor. That's the advantage of having Eppert in the backcourt, Steven. Even though you get him in a trap, he's tall enough. He held the ball high. No problem for him. That'll send Zion to the free throw line for a one-on-one situation. Got a substitute at scores bench. Now they get him in the ball game. McClish will replace Mullins. They'll continue to go offense and defense as time allows. Well, if you're going to win championships, here's where you've got to do it. You've got to be good free throw shooters late in the ball game. Free throw off the mark, rebound Johnson. Gives it up to McClish. Brights works up the right side to Van Lannen. Crossover dribble, step back jumper, won't go. Rebound effort. Tell you what, they got a break right there, Steven. They called a foul, but he was releasing the ball down the floor to hit the back side of the backboard. I think it was a good call. I think the foul was called beforehand. Mm-hmm. But for the Falcons, they dodge a bullet in that situation. Clock down to 15.7. Two free throws here. We'll keep it at a two-possession ball game. Free throws good by Trevor. He will get the second. Free throw's good. Now the Wildcats need a three. Two threes, as a matter of fact. Ball out front to Johnson. He shoots inside the free throw line. The shot's blocked by Kilgore. And as Jonathan gets the basketball, he's fouled. That'll send him to the free throw line. It will be two shots. That is the 10th foul on the Wildcats. Well, one free throw here, Steven, and you close it out if you haven't already.
Yeah, I agree with Jim. I think that time There was so few seconds left on the clock that you really probably needed a three in that possession. Make on the first, though, by Kilgore. Makes it 7 points. And with 7.6 on the clock.
Now both free throws are good. Leads at 8. And the shot won't drop. Falcons with the rebound. They dribble it out. They get the home win, 60-52 in this Wabash River Conference matchup. They run their record to 16-6 on the year. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll bring you our Fountain Trust postgame show from North Vermillion. Once again, your final score, Falcons 60, Wildcats 52 on 104.9 at WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion and our Fountain Trust postgame show. Well, Stephen, we retreated to a good one tonight, 60-52. Falcons pull out the Wabash River Conference win. It's also a battle of Vermillion County. And it wasn't decided until late, but there were a couple of segments in the ball game. One, Trey Naylor got hot and allowed the Falcons to pull away. South Vermillion doesn't shoot the ball quite as well in the second half. They score 31 in the first, just 21 points in the second half. So the defensive adjustments by North Vermillion really proved to be a factor. As we said, Falcons are the top defensive team in the Wabash River Conference, giving up just 47 points per game. They give up 52, but just 21 in the second half. But it wasn't decided until late, but just a very good ball game against two quality basketball teams.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. And like I said, I think both teams throughout the game played incredibly hard. Obviously Coach Neville, I think, is going to be fairly disappointed by it, but he really caught the Falcons on a night where they shot the ball incredibly well. High percentages from both, actually all three distances, free throws, two-pointers, three-pointers. We're all a very high percentage tonight for North Vermillion. Caught him on a really good night. I think overall his kids executed fairly well offensively. Some of your primary scorers, McClish, will be one that you expect consistently to be a double-figure scorer and only had 5 points tonight. So credit North Vermillion defensively. The numbers that you read earlier shows that that what they're doing is continuing to work, despite the fact that it may be a new philosophy under Coach Cummings as compared to Coach Burning. It's still getting the job done.
Well, and I think what we have grown to see over the course of the games that we call, Stephen, it's probably the team that has more balance in the end, that has a tendency to come out on top in these type of ball games. 24 of the 52 points tonight scored by Connor Van Landen, and the majority of those in the first half, they didn't get the balance that they typically have. They have three players that average in double figures. And I know you'll get to statistics here in a little bit, but a couple of players held down below their average. And for North Vermillion, much more balance, as you will see once we get to statistics. Well, let's take a quick break here in our Fountain Trust postgame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics and at our three postgame awards. We'll see if we get a word with Coach Cummings or not tonight, but we'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weisheide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You'll love the savings this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Boneless bottom round roast, assorted pork chops, and whole chickens are all on sale. Stop by the deli and bakery for more in-store savings. Check out the hot coupons and this week's flyer to save even more at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to North Vermont on the Fountain Trust postgame show. Steven, let's take a look at statistics from tonight's ball game.
All right, final score, North Vermont 58, South Vermont 52 for the Wildcats. They were led tonight by Connor Van Lannen, had 24 points, 10 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 3 shooting from the free throw line. 2-point field goals, he was 7 of 9 behind the 3-point line, was 3 of 8. So really a good night, did everything he could for the Wildcats this evening. 11 points to Brandon Johnson. He was 5 of 12 shooting, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 8 points to Bryce Gilman, 3 of 11 shooting for him tonight. Bryce McLish finished with 5 points. He was just 2 of 11 tonight, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Cooper Terry finished with 4 points. Talking about the balance from North Vermillion, they had 3 players in double-digit scoring, led by Trevor Epper, had 17 points. He shot 7 of 11 tonight. Perfect from the free throw line. He went 2 of 2. 14 to Trey Naylor. He was perfect from the field tonight. He was 5 of 5, 1 of 1 from 2-point range, 4 of 4 behind the 3-point line. So Trey Naylor was perfect this evening. Finishes with 14 points. Jonathan Kilgore with 13. He had another good night. He shot 4 of 7. Also perfect from the free throw line as he went 2 of 2. 7 points apiece then to Garrett Pollard and Zion Taylor. Garrett was 2 of 6, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Zion Taylor, 3 of 7 from the floor, attempted one free throw, was not able to convert that one. As a team, North Vermillion shot 50%. They were 12 of 24. 2-point field goals tonight, they were 9 of 12 for 75% behind the 3-point line.
Wow.
And 64%, they shot 7-11 from the free throw line. Made some big ones down the stretch. So, as we said, high percentages across the board for the Falcons tonight.
Thanks, Steven. Great job as you always do. I think Coach Cummings on his way over. Continues to talk. Let's take a look at our Future X Industry scoreboard as we await Coach Cummings. Bloomfield, 12 better than Sullivan, 62-50. Linton over Evansville Day, 78-39. Tri-West led South Mont at halftime by 2, 38-36. Lagodi knocks off Washington Catholic, 66-37. And Terre Haute North, big over White River Valley, 60-21. Coach, why don't you go ahead and grab these headphones here. Don't worry about that. We'll take that with us anyway.
It's been a while since I've had these on.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Obviously, a huge win tonight. Really a nice matchup tonight against two teams that are within our coverage areas that are having very good seasons. Obviously, it's a rivalry game, a battle of Vermillion County, and has Wabash River Conference implications as well. You stay alive,
right?
Mathematically within conference play, obviously you need some help, and I suppose you're going to root for the Wildcats on Saturday night when they play Covington.
I probably will. Yeah, you know, we're unfortunate to be coming into this game with two losses.
No, I'm sorry. Right there, that gentleman right there could probably help you. Yes. Okay, sorry. Go ahead,
that's
Coach.
Okay. No, I was just saying, you know, it's unfortunate for us to have two losses, you know, after the tough loss we had earlier in the year in the conference to Attica. But, yeah, like you said, we're mathematically still in it. And if South Vermillion can pull one off this weekend, I believe they can, then absolutely we're right back in the thick of it.
Well, Coach, I know for us, we've seen the Falcons several times this year. I'm not sure that I've seen the Falcons play as hard or with as much energy consistently throughout the course of a ball game as you did tonight. And I think part of that, you knew that you had to play well. You had South Vermont, a team that had won five in a row, that was playing well. But I think you have a lot to be happy about with what you saw on the court tonight.
Definitely proud of the guys. You know, it was the Covington game was a really big disappointment for us. We just really, you know, they played well that night, but we didn't also just didn't come to play. And I accepted a lot of the responsibility for that. Not really, you know, it felt like we really weren't prepared enough for them. And so the coaching staff, we've really taken it upon ourselves to make sure we're absolutely 100% prepared for everybody down the, you know, since that game. We had the Ribbon Park game last week in Northview. A couple of games where we played really, really well. I'd say, you know, about 24, 28 minutes we played really well in those games. We've just been talking about trying to get it to a full 32. And if you heard the guys screaming from the locker room, that was part of what they were excited about was, you know, we felt like tonight was a full 32 minutes from the tip all the way to the final buzzer, just all out. Guys hustling, you know, hustle plays. Yeah, we gave up some bad turnovers. We gave up, you know, had some defensive lapses still, but the guys were always locked in both ends, and it was really fun to coach, fun to watch.
It makes it easy to coach when you shoot 75% behind a 3-point line.
Yeah, I joked. Was that for the game?
Is that right? 31 coming in on the year, 75% tonight.
Yeah, it was a shootout there in the first half by both teams. We came out really hot, and then we had a 10-point lead, and then they came out. I mean, it was like that 10-point lead evaporated because they didn't miss any shots either. I bet it was pretty close percentage wise in the first half. Fortunately, the second half we were able to get the ball inside, score a little bit more. But we still had a couple of big threes. You know, Trey Naylor really stepped up tonight. John Kilgore shot really well from the field, and again, aside from turnovers, we rebounded well. We defended the rim really well, so couldn't be more proud of the guys.
Coach, 16 wins on the year. That's a nice total, but I know you still have some goals that you would like to meet. Obviously, heading down the stretch, Sunday will be the announcement of the pairings for sectional play. Yeah. Obviously, you host your own sectional.
Right.
Thoughts on things that you really need to clean up before we get to tournament time?
Yeah, you know, just the consistency, I think, and there's still some things as a coach I see that we do defensively, not just the breakdown stuff, but even the plays that we do well. There's always things that we can continue to work on and tweak, and you know, we really focus on a physical brand of defense and a lot of a really good help side. And there are still times where they want to, you know, extend too far, and we get beat back door. Little things like that we'll be working on. But rebounding, I mean, all the basic stuff. So nothing really changes. We just hope that we have good practices and the kids come prepared to play every day.
Coach, congratulations once again. A good win tonight against South Vermillion. Continued success. I'm not sure if we see the Falcons again before tournament time, but keep things rolling, and we'll see you soon.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's now time to hand out our three post-game awards. Our first is our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Terre Haute. And I'm looking for my sheet. I know who it goes to. It goes to Trey Naylor, senior guard for North Vermillion. He leads the Falcons in scoring tonight with 14 points. And he had a flourish at one point of the ball game, Stephen, that really kind of separated things in the second half for the Falcons. Congratulations, Trey Naylor, is your Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. Your High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to junior guard of South Vermillion, Connor Van Lannen, leads all scores tonight, 24 points, and he really carried the load in the first half. A little quieter in the second half, but still an outstanding ball game for Connor. 24 points to lead all scores. He is your Park County REMC High Energy Player of the Game. And your Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton. As Coach Cummings mentioned, Jonathan Kilgore, nice ball game tonight. 13 points for the Falcons. Two or three block shots, was good on both ends of the floor all night long. Congratulations. Jonathan Kilgore is your Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships. We're on next broadcast. We'll come Friday night from South Vermillion High School, home of the Wildcats. It'll be another Wabash River Conference matchup as South Vermillion will host the Riverton Park Panthers. I'd like to thank Jim Beck in the studio for all of your work. Appreciate all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Those of you who tuned in, hope you enjoyed tonight's ball game. And if you can't be someplace to support local high school athletes, please join us on a Friday night from South Vermillion. Once again, we've gone final from North Vermillion, 60-52. The Falcons take this one on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
WAXI.
We are 104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton.
A DLC media station.
You've been listening to the High School Basketball Postgame Show on 104.9 WAXI. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long right here on 104.9 WAXI, your home for exciting high school sports.